my talk. Here we go.
He said he living life as a gringo. Where you question where you fit in every time you mingle. They say you do this with not enough that.
My rapping is really bad. This life as a gringo.
Yes, welcome to the episode of Life as a Gringo. I am Dramos, of course. Thank you all again for this continued support, man. The love has been crazy. I know I say that a lot, but man, I really do appreciate the, man, just the good vibes y'all been giving me as we start this new endeavor, as I start this new endeavor in my life, this chapter of this podcast. So I really do appreciate you guys showing so much support. With that said, let's kind of get into what we'll be talking about in today's episode. So this is something that is near and dear to my heart because it's something I've struggled with a lot throughout the course of my life and kind of finding what worked for me. And that's the topic of religion versus spirituality. Now, what kind of like was the jump off point for me that reminded me kind of this topic of wanting to speak about it was this article in The Atlantic. And it was talking about how Latinos in this country are turning away from the traditional Catholic Church and how many are converting to things like evangelical Protestants. Now, I promise this episode won't be based solely on that because that's honestly just pretty fucking boring. So, but I just wanted to kind of mention it because it was kind of the inspiration for me finally diving into this topic and also just kind of really exploring my own relationship and putting it into words when it comes to religion versus spirituality. Now, I put this out on my Instagram, as I always do, at DJ Dramos to get y'all involved. And this one definitely got a lot of people talking, so I'm excited to read your responses in our Ask a Gringo segment. Before we get into that, though, we'll also talk about somebody who has been a huge influence on me when I've sort of was in a phase of like what I wanted to do when it came to religion and my relationship with God. This is an author by the name of Joseph Campbell, who has a lot of really interesting kind of takes on religion and just life in general. And somebody who's helped me through a lot of really hard times in my life. So I'll talk about him and his sort of mindset when it comes to the idea of religion, because it's been super, super kind of inspirational into how I've created my own mindset when it comes to that topic. So we'll talk about that in the Mi Gente segment. Before all of that, though, let's do a little bit of a deep dive into this particular topic. I'll break down some of my own point of view, as well as kind of give you some clear definitions on what exactly religion is and what exactly spirituality is. And we'll do all that in a segment we call For the People in the Back.
Say it louder for the people in the back. Back. Say it louder for the people in the back. Say it louder for the people in the back.
All right, I'm going to just be really fucking frank about this. I hate organized religion. Doesn't work for me. I don't believe in it. I understand the premise of it. I think that there's a lot of good intentions. I think there are a lot of good people who are involved in it. I know my parents are very much into a specific church, and I've met a lot of good people in their church. But at the end of the day, I also think that, like anything, you know, when you have humans involved in something, their opinions, their feelings will always sort of skew the idea, no matter how pure their idea might be and how pure their intentions are, I should say. I still think when you have that human element, it's always going to just kind of fucking, you know, end up with their opinion kind of somewhere in the undertones of it. I've seen it in every church that I've been to, no matter how good the person's intentions, you're still going to get their viewpoint. I talked about it on a podcast that I did earlier, talking about like where I was at a church and the pastor was talking about like nightclubs and telling people, stay away from nightclubs, you know, and all these different things. And it was just like, all right, I get it. Like, you're entitled to own your opinion, but you're also pushing your own opinion and kind of masquerading it around as like the word of God. Now, before I get into my kind of personal relationship when it comes to religion and spirituality, I do also want to kind of read the basic kind of definitions of it. So I was reading an article on happierhuman.com. And they kind of broke all this stuff down, and they define religion as being referred to as an institution that has a set of organized practices and a structured belief system shared by and among those who are members of the institution. And on the topic of spirituality, they say spirituality is about one's soul and inner self. Being spiritual involves holding one's personal set of beliefs and practices and searching for the purpose of life. Each person's own definition of spirituality can vary throughout their lifetime, adapting to individual experiences through personal study and self-reflection. The goal of spirituality is to realize one's inherent power to combat all of life's challenges and connect with something greater than one's self. Now, I know that was kind of unfair because I gave you a really beautiful breakdown of spirituality and religion, was just kind of like, yeah, right? But I'll be real. I mean, I just think that oftentimes the idea of organized religion just becomes like this sort of like pissing contest. Like, my religion is better than yours. You know, it's kind of the same shit we see with like racism and these different superiority complexes. I mean, even if you look at like the original kind of basis of a lot of racism was based upon religion. And that's something we can get into in later shows. But I just think that this idea of creating this one thing and saying, this is what's right, this is what you should follow, I just kind of feel like that sets us up for failure, unfortunately. You know, and for me, I have found this idea of spirituality to be much more interesting and also much more, you know, moving, I guess. You know, something that really moves me, because it is something that is far more personal. So for me, I don't necessarily believe that there is like a God up there, like there's some dude up there in the sky watching over everything that we do, or kind of like judging everything we do and like checking off. That was one thing I always had a problem with religion. It was like basically a whole bunch of list of like shit you shouldn't do and how you should not live life and how God is judging you. And it's just, I don't know, that always just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. For me, like, the idea of spirituality is like this idea of like the universe. And I you could call it God if you want. I sometimes call it God. I say, God, you know, thank God for this thing. You know, I'm feeling super blessed. You know, all praise to God. I'll use some of that religious terminology at times throughout the course of my life. But to me, God is anything you want him, her, the universe to be. Like, I'll interchange God with the universe. I just think it just means this like higher power, you know, this sort of energy that is out there, you know, that is sort of the thing behind all that's happening, you know. And it's the same way I kind of believe in like speaking things into existence and like the universe bringing things to you. To me, it's all just like, you know, shared energy and this idea of like the law of attraction. All these different things blend in together when it comes to my own spirituality. And also, I just kind of believe that God, like the idea of God, you know, even if you look at traditional religion, like they talk about that, you know, we all have God inside of us, right? But it's like this weird thing where it talks about how God is in all of us, but then at the same time, it's also like we must bow down to this higher presence, you know, rather than understanding we have this greatness inside of us. To me, it like takes away some of the power of us as human beings. So I personally, you know, definitely believe, you know, we have all of God inside of us. We have these God-like powers inside of us, you know, and if life is about energy and what we put out is what we get, the thing that keeps me on track, and it's not this idea of like sinning and going to hell, it's the idea of like whatever I put out there will come back towards me, you know. So I want to create good karma. I want to create good energy that will you know, help people. And at the end of the day, that inevitably will come back towards me. You know, whatever I put out there always comes back to me. And that's kind of how I see this whole idea with the universe and with life. You know, I just think the power is in our hands and what we're putting out there, our relationships with people, our interactions with people, all of the above is, you know, what this life is about. Like, that is the higher power when it comes to life. You know, like, that's what we have to kind of focus on. You know, to me, this idea of like God exists in this one building, in this church, in this synagogue, whatever the case may be, just doesn't make sense to me. You know, like, I never believed that I would have to go to church to have a connection with God. Like, why can't I have a connection with God right here in my own home? If God is truly everywhere, why do I need to go to a church? You know, so that kind of stuff has definitely informed, you know, a lot of a lot of what my ideas are. And I was reading another article, unfortunately, I have the source to cite it right now off the top of my head, but it was also just talking about, you know, my generation and the younger generation are looking to kind of alternative things outside of the church for our connection to something higher, you know. And I just think that that's a reflection of us being exposed to so many other things, so many different ideas and so many different practices that make sense. And even if you look at like other religions, if you study other religions, like, you know, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong here, but if I'm not mistaken, like, you know, Muslims believe in Jesus. They just don't believe that Jesus was the last prophet. You know, they believe Muhammad was the last prophet. So like a lot of these stories begin to intertwine, and a lot of these principles that are at the core of these stories, of these different books, are very much so connected. So to me, that sort of speaks to this idea that, you know, the fundamentals of what we believe a good life is are pretty much universal. And we're all just kind of picking and choosing what name to go by when it comes to the person that we pray to or the building that we decide to be of service to. So I don't know. To me, that's always informed kind of how I think about things. Like, I believe religion, my faith is a very personal relationship. And that even if I'm dead wrong about this, let's say God is up there watching us, like God knows what's in my heart. God knows, knows me, better than I know myself, and God hears me wherever I'm speaking to him. So I think at the end of the day, this idea that I have to, practice certain traditions that are basically human made or passed on by humans, even the Bible itself is translated by humans. So there, in fact, it is bound to be imperfect at some point, right? Because humans all make mistakes, yet we're like starting wars over these words. It just never really, really made sense to me. And a lot of that I talk about, kind of finding this place that I'm at in my life right now, a lot of that comes from this author, Joseph Campbell, who I want to talk about in the Mi Gente segment of the show, because he's been extremely influential to me and my thought process throughout the course of my life, and just kind of finding, like, just like I talk about your own authenticity, I've talked about that in previous episodes. I just think like everything in life has to be a personal relationship to you and what makes sense for you. This idea of like this one size fits all for everybody out there just doesn't make sense. And I feel like that's why so many people in this world are so incredibly unfulfilled in so many aspects of their lives, because they're trying to live a life according to what someone else is telling them is right. And I think religion is exactly the same thing. We're all like being told, this is the right way to pray. This is what you shouldn't be doing. And that just doesn't make sense for everyone. And that's why I love Joseph Campbell, because he's somebody who studied so many different religions and has been able to kind of put together bits and pieces of each one and kind of where they overlap and break it down into ways that make sense. So for our Mi Gente segment of the show, we're going to talk about a writer who is, man, one of my favorite authors of all time. One of my favorite people to go to in a book, of course, he's no longer with us. But one of my favorite people to go to in a book when I'm kind of having one of these moments where I'm not sure what to make of life, as a whole. So I'm going to talk about him, Joseph Campbell, in our Mi Gente segment. Before that, though, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Mi Gente. All right. So talking about Joseph Campbell, an incredible author. Fun fact about him, he actually was a big influence for George Lucas when it came to Star Wars. You know, the idea of like the hero's journey is actually something that Joseph Campbell has coined. He's got a book called The Art of Living, if I'm not mistaken. That's the one that I constantly read and constantly refer to. And I'll warn you, it's kind of like hard to get through. It's very wordy, very heady, very like intellectual. It's not like an easy read, but I personally have to read certain pages like, a few times over to really grasp what the hell he's even talking about. But it's definitely worth it because it's just his ideas are very profound. I kind of want to read an excerpt of something he said about God, a couple of excerpts here, and I'll try and kind of put it into my own words. But he says, the transcendent is unknowable and unknown. God is transcendent. Finally, of anything like the name God, God is beyond names and forms. The mystery of life is beyond all human conception. We always think in terms of opposites, but God, the ultimate, is beyond the pairs of opposites. Eternity is beyond all categories of thought. God is a thought. God is a name. God is an idea, but its reference is to something that transcends all thinking. The ultimate mystery of being is beyond all categories of thought. When you see that God is the creation and that you are the creature, you realize that God is within you and in the man or woman with whom you are talking as well. So that was a little bit wordy. It wasn't as bad as some of his other stuff, but he's basically saying, obviously, God is a thought, right? God is this idea. It's us giving a name to this higher being that we want to feel is out there looking over everything that we're doing. But at the end of the day, God is a man-made creation. The idea of God is man-made, right? And we are living creatures and we are the creators. So that means God, like I said earlier, is in fact within us. And it's this idea of like, the idea of like life itself is beyond all of our, wildest thoughts and dreams. Like none of us could really conceptualize, you know, this final mystery of like what life is, you know, or what happens after we pass away, all these different things. You know, it's beyond us. You know, all we can kind of think about is this life that we're living right now, and be present to that, and be present to the fact that all of us are walking around with God within us. All of us are walking around with the ability to create whatever it is that we feel we want. You know, so if we want to create happiness for ourselves and the people around us, like, we have that ability and that power to do so. We just have to take action, you know. Like, that's why I'm big on, like, you know, to me, you can interchange the word God and the universe. You know, it's all just like this idea. It's like people can talk about like how the universe, you know, they throw things out into the universe and attracting whatever it is they want. And that's the idea to me about like being God, like having God within you, is the ability to create and transcend all that kind of stuff. And this just makes far more sense to me. Like, Joseph Campbell really breaks down a lot of things where he talks about, you know, the stories in the Bible are not meant to actually be taken literally. Like, they're meant to be interpreted and applied towards life. And to me, that's like the disconnect, because you'll have people in churches thinking that Noah really parted the sea, or that all of these animals got on this boat together, and all of the above. But these stories are meant to be, you know, analogies and stories at that. They're meant to be stories that help us make sense of different aspects of life and give us guidance on how to live life in a positive way. And that's a very freeing thing, kind of, once you realize that, you know, these things are meant to be interpretations and not actual factual events, you know. And that's definitely like opened my eyes to a lot of things. And even Joseph Campbell is somebody who studied like every single religion, and he'll write about every religion, like his takeaways from each religion. And just, there are so many beautiful things that each religion has to offer. To me, we're all doing ourselves a disservice if we're like, oh, I only read the Catholic Bible, I only read this, I only read that, right? Because there's so many different brilliant ideas that are written in all these different things. I mean, like, Hinduism breaks down like this idea of like reaching these different chakras. And I know for me, really kind of like getting out of this idea of like this whole phase of my life, a big part of it was like reading Joseph Campbell's takes on like Hinduism and these ideas of like replacing this this need and like, you know, this kind of scratching of your ego almost to try and like have promiscuous sex, but then replacing that with the idea of pleasing your partner, and how you can interchange, like, how your ego gets fed from being able to, let's say, pick up a random girl. You can actually flip your brain to your ego getting fed to now keep your partner happy, right? Every time you do something that your partner enjoys that makes your partner happy, you're like feeding that same part of your ego. And that was something that was huge for me. And I actually have to reread that and get back in touch with that a little bit. You know, I've been working way too much. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, these different ideas and how you can apply them to your life, you know. He also goes on to say, there's a transcendent energy source. That energy is informing the energy of all things, right? Like, there is something beyond all of the realm of explanation, and doesn't necessarily have to be God. I mean, look at space and the idea of like the way everything works, just gravity, and like the way that the you know, Earth you know, rotates around the sun. All these different things are at work. I mean, they all, in fact, are energy, and like energy creates other energy, right? And that's how, you know, create life. That's how life was created, from other forms of energy. So that's kind of what, you know, I've been subscribing to, is, again, what you put out there is what you get. That energy you create creates something else. Like, in the simplest form, it's like, if I'm nice to the person at Starbucks, like, I'm super nice, I tip them well, I might have just like, you know, now made them have an amazing day, that they go home and like do something incredible for their loved one. And that keeps just getting passed on and passed on and passed on. Like, you don't know. It's like that butterfly effect. Like, you change one little thing, it has a huge ripple effect in like the rest of the universe. And why not make that ripple effect be a positive one? You know, to me, that's like this idea of spirituality and being connected with that mindset, that my actions have the power to create gigantic change, whether I realize it or not, whether it's something I see right away or not. And keeping that in mind and having that inform how I decide to move in this world and the decisions that I decide to make in this world. Man, so that's kind of my whole spiel, my background, my feelings on the idea of spirituality versus religion, and also one of my biggest influences, Joseph Campbell, in some of these concepts and ideas that I have I've taken on in my life. So I wanted to definitely make sure I shared that with everybody, and for those who it helps. Now, I want to take some questions, of course, as I always do, from the audience, my Instagram followers, @DJDramos, if you want to be a part of the conversation. And we'll get into that in a segment we call Ask a Gringo.
Ask a Gringo.
I have a question.
All right. So you already know if you've been following the show on Instagram, I post a question to my followers always for every single episode. I want to make sure you guys are involved in the show. You're just as big a part of the show as I am. And it'll be a different question, and I'll also allow you to ask me questions here for this segment of the show. So for today's conversation, the question was, where do you stand on religion and why? And we got a bunch of really, really good responses, so I want to get into a few of those. At Stephanie991 said, spirituality, because all religions believe in one God and just have a relation with God. Yeah, I mean, to me, this is like the shortcoming of religions, is like this idea that nothing else could possibly exist. And when it comes to religions, like there are no other good ideas aside from the religion that you belong to. I mean, I think knowledge is like one of the greatest gifts that any of us could ever have and could ever try to obtain. So why would we like allow ourselves to just kind of believe in this one book, in this one word, in this one denomination when it comes to something as big as how we should lead our lives? It just never made sense to me personally. At AKA_twin. My guy Trav, he put two comments. He said, organized religion has caused chaos and war and is used for monetary gain. And also said, I've built my own personal relationship with God. I serve and let go of religion. I love that. And that's actually 100% true. Organized religion has created wars and all kinds of chaos, like Trav said. It's all for what? Because you want to fight for the fact that your idea is better than somebody else's. I mean, does that ring a bell with anybody else when we talk about white supremacists, when we talk about these Trumpers, when we talk about what happened in the Capitol riots, the insurrection? Like, these are people who are literally willing to risk everything to prove that their idea is better than somebody else's. It just makes no sense. I love that you said you have your own personal relationship with God and you serve. Because I think that's what it's all about. I really personally believe if there is really like a God in the way that it's described, I don't think he would sit there and be like, you have to pray to me and you have to observe my word in this very specific way. It just doesn't make sense for a being that is all seeing and like superior power and not having an ego, right? God should not have an ego. Like, I don't think he needs us to bow down to him to feel some sort of validation. Like, he knows what's in our hearts. Let's see, homie Jade, at Jade_Girani said, religion provides structure, rituals, and routines. People often feel they need to feel connected to their beliefs. I personally feel spirituality goes deeper because it isn't bound by rules and challenges the soul to go deeper for the sake of understanding. I absolutely love this, and I agree. I think one of the things that organized religion does do, it provides a sense of community for a lot of people. And I think that's incredibly important. Like, community is something that's really important. And for people who maybe don't have much involvement with, like, you know, their interest and aren't necessarily like working in something that they love, this is definitely like much needed, you know, some sort of break from the norm of like your 9-to-5 job. For me, I get my, you know, sense of community from my work. You know what I mean? Like, the people that I meet in music have always been my community. You know, these are people who are like-minded, you know, other creatives who have similar ideas and goals. And that gives me that sense of community. So I don't feel like I lack that, but I definitely see that for a lot of people, like the idea of going to church every single Sunday, seeing a lot of the same people sharing similar ideas. Like, there is a comfort in that human connection that I completely do understand, but I don't want that to be mistaken that means that, you know, this religion is the only way, and you have to understand and separate, like, hey, this is like, it's cool. It's fine. If that's what you're in it for, like, if this provides you a ritual, like Jade said, you know, a connection to people and finding a sense of community somewhere, but also understand that it's not the, you know, be all end all, you know, that to me is where it gets a little bit tricky. When you start believing the word of this pastor, of this book verbatim, word for word, that's when you're kind of putting yourself on a bit of a rocky path, in my opinion. At Lester.wave said, God is in you and around you. White people and books can't teach you how to be in tune. I agree. Definitely God is in you and around you. Definitely, you know, it seems like the books and the faces of these people are not those that look like us, or at least historically have been made to not look like us, right? Like, Jesus was made to be white with blue eyes, you know, when I think science has proven that he definitely would have been darker skinned, you know, and more looking like the people of the region that he came from. But, you know, history has definitely whitewashed it. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard to get behind something like that that felt so compelled to say, sorry, we can't even present him as a brown person. We have to make him white in order for him to have this sort of, you know, legendary status that somebody like Jesus has, you know. So yeah, it's obviously a very flawed thing. That's why I have a problem with like the Bible being taken verbatim, because it's been interpreted by human beings. You know, the idea of God, the word of God, the visual of God, of Jesus, of the Son of God, has all been interpreted by other people. And many of them at that time did not really give a shit about people like myself and probably most of y'all that are listening to this podcast. At Caricia underscore Rod said, spiritual, something up there is guiding me, but cannot say is God. I love this because I think you're open to the notion that, hey, maybe it is God up there, but at the same time, maybe it's something else. And I definitely believe the same way. Like, there definitely is something guiding me, whether it is the universe reacting to different things that I'm doing and it's kind of creating this path for me. I definitely believe that something is kind of guiding it, or something is reacting to the things that we are doing and kind of like carving out this path based upon the things that we're doing. So 110%, I definitely believe in that. All right, so now we're just going to get into like people asking me general questions about religion versus spirituality. But first, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, so we're back. For this one, I just had people ask me any general questions when it comes to religion versus spirituality. And I've got a bunch of cool responses that I want to read. Let's see. At Brother Eden said, do you attribute any of your most recent success to faith or God, or do you feel it's all you? This is a really, really good fucking question. So I think it's a combination of everything. I think obviously something created me, and something helped instill the mindset that I have in me that has helped to create these different opportunities. I mean, I definitely am in control, right? Like, I'm definitely the one kind of in the driver's seat here, putting myself in different positions. But I think that there definitely is something responding to the energy that I'm putting out there. So I definitely take, you know, acceptance in saying like, hey, there's definitely a lot of the stuff that's happening for me, like, you know, was because of me. But at the same time, there's also something bigger at work than just myself, you know. Like, my ideas alone couldn't have just created this. You know what I mean? Especially when you talk about like meeting people and how certain things have to fall into place and timing has to fall into place for you to meet people at the right time, or for, you know, you to have like be free from something that is now at the perfect time where you're able to take up an opportunity to do something else that you're interested in, you know. I was reading the Daily Show book and like Stephen Colbert was talking about like wanting to sign a long-term deal with Comedy Central for the Colbert Report, and they only gave him a short-term deal. And what's funny about it is that when his deal was up with Comedy Central, that short-term deal is when the late night opportunity presented itself. And had he have gotten the long-term deal that he initially wanted, you know, he would have never been able to take the late night show. So definitely, I think something else is at work there. Obviously, Stephen, you know, and his talents and his hard work that he put out there to the world are the reason why he is where he is. But definitely there's something else there, like reacting to it and like making sure that he's kind of nudged in the right direction. That's kind of how I feel about my career. I think that's like a good example about how I feel about it all. At Caricia underscore Rod said, do you think it's more of a Gen Z and millennial thing to be spiritual versus religious? I think to a degree. I don't want to sort of like discredit this idea of, you know, spirituality versus religion or anything like that by saying it's like some, you know, young person's thing that we're just like trying to be this rebellious generation, because I feel like a lot of people will do that. I just think it's probably because our older generations were so stuck in their ways, especially if we're talking about people of like Latin descent. Like, you know, church was a huge part of a lot of our lives, especially, you know, the older generations. And that influenced a lot of decisions on how, you know, our grandparents moved and how they decided to do things and you know, who they decided to marry and what they decided to do in this life and all of the above, right? And I think our generation is exposed to so much, and because of the internet, we have the ability to receive so much different information, and we're like taking the time to kind of educate ourselves and be open to different ideas. And that's probably why a lot of people in these younger generations, myself and younger, are coming to our own conclusions and finding comfort in coming to our own conclusions, you know. And I don't think that should be like written off as like, you know, we're just like being angsty for the sake of being angsty. I just think that we have the opportunity to educate ourselves a lot more than previous generations did. And I think a lot of us are, and it's causing us to just be so much more open-minded than maybe the previous generations. And with that, man, thank y'all so much for participating in this conversation. again, you want to be a part of these questions and these answers that we do each and every episode with our Ask a Gringo segment at DJ Dramos on Instagram. And I'll be posting the questions throughout the week for each podcast, for each topic. And you can chime in and have your voice heard on the show. And now let's close things out by kind of summarizing all that we've talked about in a segment that we call Conclusion Stew.
Time for Conclusion Stew.
All right, so let's kind of summarize all we've been talking about when it comes to this conversation of religion versus spirituality. And I actually want to start with an honorable mention of a question that I got, or just a comment. Sal_or_Chava said, I'm Catholic because I'm Mexican. And I thought that that's kind of like a good place to start summarizing this conversation, because it's funny that I think a lot of these ideas that we have on certain things that are incredibly important, like religion, come from just like traditions that have been passed down to us from generation to generation. You know, like the idea, like what he said is like, you know, basically there was no choice. Like, you're Mexican, you're Catholic. You know what I mean? So where is the personal attachment to that? Like, where is the personal relationship? And this isn't taking a shot at you. You know, I'm sure, you know, if you are religious or you do practice it, you know, that you have your own personal relationship. But I'm just saying, generally speaking, you know, this is a very impersonal way to tackle something as important as kind of like what you use to guide your life, you know. So that's why I think for me, the idea of spirituality is far more interesting and far more moving because it's incredibly personal. You know what I mean? Like, it is not tainted by the views and thoughts of somebody else who is reading words, interpreting them, and then telling me how I should be living my life. And you know, we've all seen all the drama that happens with scandals throughout the churches, throughout history, and the hate and the chaos that has been caused by the church throughout the course of history. So for me, I'd rather kind of, you know, do my own reading, my own studying, and come up with something that makes sense for me, that helps me guide my life in a positive way. I think at the end of the day, regardless if you are religious and you believe in organized religion, or you just believe in, you know, having your own spiritual relationship with something higher than yourself, like, the core of it is like to be a good person, right? Is to utilize these tools to help guide you into doing something good for the world. And that's why, to me, again, spirituality makes the most sense, because it's like me putting energy out there. And if I'm constantly putting that positive energy out there into the world, I'm creating more and more positive energy, and the universe, God, will continue to reward that eventually. You know, it'll be reflected in the things that begin to get attracted to me. And that's what I've seen throughout the course of my career, my life. And obviously there's ups and downs and different things, but man, I think life is just so incredibly perfect in the way that it plays out. And I think it's incredibly important to realize just how much power each of us have inside of us, because even if you do believe in organized religion, it does say that God is inside of all of us, you know? So I believe in practicing that, you know what I mean? Like, we are the creators. We are able to create the reality that we seek. We are able to create the life that we want and the world that we want. We just have to do it. You know, we have to put in the effort and allow ourselves to be guided by the moral compass that we've set out for ourselves. So that's kind of my whole take on this conversation. And you know, I'm not shunning any of the religions, because I think there are a lot of great ideas in there. You know, like I said, Joseph Campbell has studied these things, and I've read about his own interpretations of it in books. And it's definitely opened my eyes to a lot of really brilliant ideas and concepts, you know. And I don't think it's necessary to just subscribe to one of these things, because they all contain incredible ideas and concepts. I think I was seeing an interview with Will Smith and Jay Shetty, where Will Smith talks about him and Jada each year pick a different religion to study. And I just think that that's something so beautiful. And like, if you look at a person like Will Smith and the way that he speaks about life, you can tell that like, these things, you know, that he's studying and he's doing, like, it's obviously having an effect on him. And that's why his voice is so profound, because he's taking the time to educate himself on a variety of things and not just getting caught in this one box of learning from this one, you know, this one way of thinking. He's being open to everything the world has to offer. And to me, that's how you become a truly, you know, well-rounded and fulfilled human being. And that's the idea to me of spirituality, is not getting stuck in this one box of what you should be doing. It's allowing yourself to be open to all the different things that this world has to offer you, all these different ideas, and then applying it in a way that makes sense for you personally and your own relationship with whatever higher power you believe in. Because at the end of the day, like anything else, all that matters is your own relationship with yourself. That's all that matters. And with that said, man, thank y'all so much for tuning into another episode. I hope this wasn't too heavy. I hope you found like a interesting way of discussing this idea of religion. I know that it can get a little bit dicey for some people, and it's a little bit of a touchy subject, but I don't think it needs to be. I think we should all be able to express ourselves and trade ideas and collectively come up with the best practices for ourselves. So, man, that's it. I'll catch y'all on Tuesday with another brand new episode. Until then, stay safe. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace. Life as a Gringo is a production of the Michael Dura Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.